We're here at Sherwood High School for the home opener, and it is Holden High School, and they're going to be taking on Coach Mike Hedrick. Great job last year, and coming off one game away from going to state, but tough competition last year. Just got to be great to get back into the football season.
Yeah, I tell you, any time that you start off like we did last year, which was not very good, and you had a bunch of young kids, a lot like we're starting off this year, and we got better as the weeks went on, and a great senior group has drug them to get better every week. And if you can get that, that's what's fun in high school football. You can see some improvement each week, so we hope to see that this year as well.
Well, you know, they always say the key is to peak at the right time. You guys definitely did that end of the year with a Nob Noster win at home for the regular season, and took that district play all the way to, man, had to run into a tough Lafayette County.
Yeah, it seems like every year we end up, I tell the kids, doesn't matter what happens, we end up playing Lafayette County twice, and so you got to be able to beat those guys. We haven't been able to do that very much, so great team, and they went on and obviously showed for themselves very well in the state championship game, but that's a great group, and we know that there's some great football in our conference, so we got to get ready every week.
Well, I'll tell you, off that team that you guys had last year, only graduated five seniors. You've got some really good talent coming back.
Yeah, we do. And the bad thing on that is the ones that we lost are some great players, and even better than that, they're great kids. When you can depend on a kid, you can depend on that leadership to like I said earlier, to make the kids better and to help them. And my gosh, it's just such a big thing. So the kids this year that are the seniors have a big job in front of them, because we're going to start three or four freshmen again. And it's just small school football, and that's the way it works, and you got to get them better, and if you can get them better every week, then you're pretty good at the end.
Well, Coach, one thing about it, you had some really good senior leadership, like you said, but you looked like you had some kids. Ozzy, of course, was out for about five games in the season with an injury, but you had some really good kids stepping into that position.
Yeah, we had, I'll tell you, when we lost Ozzy Bakover, you talk about a collective gasp of disdain. The kid is a great kid, great family. Busted his hump for us all year long. And then even when he was done, he came down every day at practice and helped the kid behind him. You talk about the unselfish kid, and we pride having our kids like that, and he's obviously one of those kids. But, yeah, we had some kids step up and take his place, and then he helped them right there with it. And then we got better, like I said, as the year went on, and we just hope to do that again.
Well, you know, I got to call all those games last year, and that was a lot of fun. And following you guys through there and getting to go into head towards state and stuff, and they're really rooting for you. But, man, you know, this year, of course, a little bit different situation for me. And I know you guys have got a tremendous team coming back. And not only the team, but it's a team that you work with behind the scenes, too. The staff is just incredible at Holden.
Yeah. We're fortunate. You know, the thing that we've looked at is, and it doesn't matter if you're in a classroom or on the field at our place, we have great people. And everybody is on the same page. And it starts with our administration with Ms. Jones and, you know, all the way down to Dr. Huff at the central office and all of our guys and Joe Parkhurst, our athletic director. We try not to hire people unless they're people that are here for our town, people that are here for our kids and our teams, and even in the classroom, we want to win everywhere. We like to win until 3 o'clock, and then about 7 o'clock we'd like to win again.
Well, 2018 always tough, or this year is going to be tough, and it always is tough, I should say, in the Missouri River Valley Conference. What do you look at this year? You guys have got to be rated right up there with tops to maybe in the East.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, anytime you get some guys coming back from the state championship game and nobody's beat them in a few years, I don't know if you can bet against Lafayette, but obviously they're going to be in there. Richmond always does a great job there without Coach Bowers this year, so they'll have a new coach over there. But Lexington is always tough. You know, they line up and make you earn everything. It's football in the phone booth, and they bring it, and if you're scared, they're going to get after you. So there's some tough folks in there. You know, we hope to be somewhere through there. Luckily, we don't match up with some of those people during districts, but you know, we'll have to do our work, and we'll have to get better, or it's going to be a short year.
Well, I know, great way to start off the year right here. This has not been a game for a long time. This was one of the big rivalries between Holden and Sherwood, but to kick it off again this year right here, it's got to be something special.
Yeah, from back in the day when we were, you know, when I was in high school at Holden, we'd come down here and play, and it was always, and I told the kids, you know, it was always a dogfight. I don't care if it's what the records are. I don't care what the classifications are. It's when you're 20 minutes away, somebody probably dated somebody's girlfriend. You're going to hear about it, and, you know, there's all kinds kinds of fun stuff for high school kids and good people down here. I mean, these folks, and you can tell by the look of the field, what they've done on the track and what they've done in the press box. They care about their sports down here, and they care about their kids, and that's why we'd like to get the affiliation back up with them and play a little bit, because they look like they're just like us. They want to get better.
Well, Coach, looking forward to a great 2018, hearing a lot about Holden. Of course, you got to take on with Parkhurst, but, you know, everybody's got their crutches to bear. But, man, I'll tell you, looking forward to a great 2018 and kicking it off right here at Sherwood.
All right, I appreciate the coverage. I appreciate you coming out and seeing our kids, and we hope that we do a good job for you guys.
Well, good luck tonight. Coach Mike Hendricks, Holden High School.